White Coat Waste Project, Fauci Has Abused His Authority, Science and Taxpayers. By Hannah Blow on December 12, 2022. The taxpayer watchdog group White Coat Waste Project, WCW, which blew the lid off the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funding gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, said Dr. Anthony Fauci has abused his authority, science and taxpayers during the time in his role as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID. Responding to Twitter head Elon Musk calling to prosecute Fauci, WCW identified Musk as joining the growing majority of Democrats and Republicans across the U.S., the FBI, and scientists who believe that taxpayer-funded animal experiments in Wuhan caused the COVID pandemic. Tristan Dedalus, WCW's government affairs director, noted that WCW stood as the very first organization to expose NIH's wasteful spending for gain-of-function animal experiments in Wuhan and noted that they have watched for years as Anthony Fauci has abused his authority, science and taxpayers, and even lied to Congress to cover up his role in recklessly funding dangerous coronavirus experiments on animals at a lab run by the Chinese Communist Party. Since early last year, WCW polls have found that 75% of taxpayers want the lab leak investigated and for subpoenas to be issued. And lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have pledged to finally investigate COVID's origins, he continued. Hopefully, Congress can get the truth on how the pandemic really started and hold Fauci and other officials accountable for a cover-up that has prevented the world from knowing so we can avoid another, Dedalus added. WCW's statement follows Musk making waves over the weekend after writing on social media, "My pronouns are prosecute/Fauci." He later added Fauci lied to Congress and funded gain-of-function research that killed millions of people. Indeed, Fauci has sparred with members of Congress, including Senator Rand Paul, RKY, over the reality of the gain-of-function research conducted in Wuhan. Fauci falsely denied that the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded such research, even though the NIH contradicted Fauci, revealing in a letter that it did fund gain-of-function research, as Breitbart News reported. However, the NIH's October 20 letter to House Oversight Committee ranking member James Comer, RKY, showed that the NIH grant, which was awarded to EcoHealth Alliance and then sub-awarded to the Wuhan Lab, funded a research project during 2018 and 2019 that tested if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. The letter added, in this limited experiment, laboratory mice infected with the SHCO14 WIV1 bat coronavirus became sicker than those infected with the WIV1 bat coronavirus. NIH later subtly erased its section on gain of function from its website. Fauci remained obstinate in a recently released deposition, stating "I do not recall 174 times." He also, yet again, attempted to sidestep the reality of gain-of-function research being conducted at the Wuhan lab, considering the term misleading terminology. In August, GOP leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, promised that a Republican-led House will hold Fauci accountable, and he echoed that sentiment last week.